So this question's actually a little bit insidious because it seems like it should be very, very straightforward, and yet it can be really fucking hard. So I'm just gonna cut to the chase. You need to know that a sample that's contaminated is considered to be such if it contains high amounts of non-keratinized squamous epithelium from the oropharynx. You provide a sputum sample, and if you have some of those cells from your buccal mucosa, from your cheeks, okay, that's considered to be a contamination because if you have the non-keratinized squamous cells in that sample, the implication is that you're also going to have flora from your oral cavity, from your oropharynx in the sample as well. So this question can be a little bit hard because I threw in three different types of ciliated mucosa. It's like, ooh, wow. Like I threw in, different variations of it. Like maybe it's one of the ciliated types. It's not, okay? You should be aware that ciliated columnar cells line the respiratory tree, okay? So they're present in the nasal cavities, in the larynx, in the trachea, okay? So pseudo-stratified ciliated columnar. That's classic for lining the respiratory tree. But when we're talking about just straight up the oropharynx and contamination of samples, non-keratinized squamous is the answer. This is on the USMLE, okay? I promise you, I've had students tell me that this is on the USMLE. So, also, I should note when I write in the stem here, gram-positive cocci and gram-negative rods, that's not just me randomly specifying something as polymicrobial. Gram-positive cocci, gram-negative rods actually refers to our typical oropharyngeal normal flora, Peptostreptococcus mobiluncus, okay? Bacteroides, so Peptostreptococcus be gram-positive cocci, mobiluncus, Bacteroides, gram-negative rods. So polymicrobial, not infections, but polymicrobial cultures slash samples reflect contamination the same way that high amounts of non-keratinized squamous epithelium from the oropharynx do. So, okay, that's it.